friend of mine who was a student here in the 50s, later went on to be head of the conservation police, grew up in the area, said took the largest, one of the biggest bucks he ever took over where North Campus dorms are now. He said he was going into Hamilton's class.
Yeah.
After that. And he got
in late. And he used to have a little shed on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
It's still there?
I don't know. Outside, yeah, the boathouse they used to call it.
No, on top of on the roof.
That's gone now.
It's gone?
Yeah. Used to be an
we always had a deer or two hanging up there in the winter.
Sure.
Yeah. We had baskets of apples in the under the eaves back there, I know.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And we had potatoes.
Yeah.
The university harvested potatoes at a mechanical thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just above Varna there.
Yep, that's right.
And we'd go up there and we'd get all the potatoes you wanted.
Left behind.
The harvester just said,
yeah.
That's just wasteful.
Mm-hmm.
We got those potatoes. Yeah. We have a lot of potatoes that are just cold under there, you know, but not freezing.
Yeah.
The apples do left as well.
Yes.
We scrounged all over the university. The university grows a lot of food.
Why, sure.
That's all kinds of food.
That's right.
And we might as well take advantage of it.
The closest we ever got, there was a dark room up there that when I was a grad student had fallen into disuse. And we did use it occasionally for a dark
floor.
Around top floor.
Yes.
Right across from where the bird range.
Wasn't it active anymore?
Wasn't when I was a grad student, but we resurrected it as a dark room.
Okay,
the
good.
The chairman got some equipment.
Did a lot of work in there.
But we discovered it was a great place for brewing beer.
Oh, sure.
Because it's surrounded by rooms on all four sides. It was dark, and nobody went in there.
Right.
So
that was my first job as a student.
Oh.